Haley, thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem. It's great to be here.
So everybody is having to make adjustments right now with the coronavirus pandemic and COVID-19. What are you at Girl Scouts of Kentucky's Wilderness Road doing to adjust your operations right now?
Certainly. So, we've had to make a lot of, of course, the similar adjustments that, many of our other businesses in the for-profit and nonprofit industries have had to make with social distancing and, virtual meetings. Our office work will continue, our planning will continue, but the biggest hit that we've had so far is this occurred right at the end of our Girl Scout cookie program, which, thousands of our girls participate in across the state, mm-hmm. using those funds to reach goals for service projects in their communities, for trips they are taking across the country and the world. So that's where we've really been hit the hardest.
If girls can't go to grocery stores and set up out front or go door to door or to different office buildings and things like that to sell their cookies, how are they going to sell them? I know people still want them.
Oh, absolutely. And we know, especially right now, who couldn't go for a Thin Mint? So we want to make sure that, our customers are still being able to get the cookies that they want. But the priority here is that, just like you said, in practicing social distancing, our girls aren't in front of the Krogers and Walmarts. They aren't going door to door. We do offer a digital cookie, which is an online ordering system for Girl Scout cookies that our teen girls and younger girls, through the help of their troop leaders, are able to participate in. We have seen an increase in volume, obviously, of those digital cookie sales. So that is one way that customers can still get cookies. They can contact us, and we can get them in touch with a Girl Scout who has an online order card. Most pressing right now is, since we're sitting kind of dormant with those face-to-face sales, a lot of our inventory is kind of stagnant. So we have right now about 3,000 cases of cookies that are in inventory with our girls that, like I said, are funds that they will be using for service projects, for trips, for educational experiences. That's about 36,000 boxes of cookies. So in order to help our troops, our girls, get those cookies sold so they can reach their goals, we have launched our Cookie Relief for Cookie Entrepreneurs effort. That information is on our website at gskentucky.org/cookie-relief. And there, businesses and community partners are encouraged to complete the interest form to purchase a bulk order of cookies. So we're encouraging them to purchase 5 cases of cookies at $250 or more if they so choose. We have a lot of restaurants our frozen yogurt who are buying in bulk to use them as toppings. But we're really encouraging these businesses and corporate partners to purchase these cookies and use them as donations to our frontline workers, our healthcare workers, our first responders, our senior populations in nursing homes. They can get them shipped directly to the elderly care facilities to brighten their day a little bit during this time of kind of social isolation. And we just want to kind of spread the joy through this effort.
If you're just joining us, I'm here joined by phone with Girl Scouts of Kentucky's Wilderness Road Communications and Brand Director Haley McGraw. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but was this some of the troops came up with this idea to have organizations buy these cookies and then donate them?
Yes. So we were actually approached by several troop leaders in our northern Kentucky area who had the idea to approach a local business that they were connected with who they wanted to help them donate the cookies to a local elderly care facility. So that was kind of what kicked it off. They, the idea, the girls thought, well, I can't, one of the girls' grandmothers is there and thought, I can't see her, but I can send her cookies. And so that kind of launched off into getting more and more businesses involved and doing that larger scale donation. Especially to our hospitals, our EMS services, those individuals who we know are still kind of, in the public eye and in the face of this as we're continuing to kind of mitigate this crisis.
Can you briefly just tell me what are some of the benefits, if you were doing normal operations, normal cookie sales, what some of the benefits to the girls are as far as entrepreneurship?
Oh, absolutely. So The Cookie program is actually one of the most robust financial literacy programs offered nationally. It fills in a lot of those gaps that girls may not receive while they're in the school system. So we focus on five pillars of learning within that financial literacy program. So we have, you know, business ethics, money management, goal setting, people skills. You know, those are kind of top skills that our girls are learning to become successful adults as they move through their future. This is a program that our girls are able to participate in so that they can become those successful adults that kind of enter into our workforce pipeline as they get, you know, into becoming independent young women.
Do you think this kind of switch up with coronavirus and moving to a different sales method is hurting that education or perhaps supplementing it in a way that was maybe unexpected?
I think that, you know, we talked a lot about this amongst ourselves as well, because our girls are missing that, you know, key component of Girl Scouting as a whole is this social emotional development. And I think, you know, all of our kids are really being hit by that lack of social emotional development right now with schools being closed. So with our girls, you know, that is a component that's missed. However, in this adjustment and with Girl Scouts for 108 years, we have always adjusted when we've had to provide girls the programming they need in the way they need to receive it. So, you know, we're doing a lot of virtual programming through our Facebook page right now so that our girls can still practice skills and have fun. We're encouraging and helping our girls and troops have, you know, virtual troop meetings so that they can still have that social interaction even over a distance. And with the cookie sale specifically, you know, doing that kind of digital ask, reaching out in these new technologies that everyone has been thrown into in video conferencing and conference calls is just a slight adjustment in how our girls are able to participate and the skills that they're learning. But overall, the program is still very focused on, you know, those things that we're trying to help them do with this effort. Goal setting, reaching that goal, making sure they're able to make that impact in their community, planning for the future. So a lot of these things align just with the Girl Scout Leadership Program and adapting to changing environments.
If somebody wants to buy five cases to donate or maybe just a box for themselves, where can they find out more information and do that?
Absolutely. They can visit us at www.gskentucky.org/cookie-relief. Or you can email us at gswrc@gswrc.org, and we will connect you with a troop. So we do have girls as well. So a lot of people that, you know, if they don't want to buy five cases, again, that's we're encouraging our businesses to kind of make that larger purchase. But we do still have customers who want, you know, their box of lemonades or the box of Thin Mints to throw in the freezer for later. You know, we might need to dig those out down the road here in a couple of months. Mm-hmm. So they can still reach out to us on our website at gskentucky.org or via that email provided, and we will connect them with a Girl Scout who has a digital cookie account that they can send them an order card to. They can place that order online and have those cookies shipped directly to their door.
Haley McGraw with Girl Scouts of Kentucky's Wilderness Road, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Samantha. I appreciate it.